Hi, Ron Passfield here from my iPhone in Brisbane, Australia. I'm just want to talk about one of my New Year resolutions, which has been working wonders for me. I resolved at the start of the year that each day I would create some form of content to kind of distribute through the social media resources. That included a blog post or an article, a chapter of an e-book, a video, a podcast, or it might include a number of photos to upload to Flickr. So that's my resolution, and it's been working wonders for me. But to make that happen, I had to do two major things. One is to overcome the tyranny of email, and the second one is to adopt some planning in advance. As far as email goes, what I used to find was that I get a couple of hundred emails a day. This is after the spam screeners have got rid of most of it. And I'd be looking through it, and something would interest me. I'd go and click on it, and then find a link which I'd click on to something else. And before I know it, I'm spent an hour listening to a recorded webinar or podcast. Then I'd go back to the emails and find that I'm off on another tangent. And I could absorb 1 hour, 2 hour, even 3 hours doing that. And at the end of that time, I had produced nothing. Admittedly, I had learned a lot, but the real challenge is to actually apply the learning. So by creating your own content, as I've been trying to do, and have been doing successfully, then you're actually applying the learning in some way. The second thing I used to do was that the night before I would think about what one piece of content do I really want to create the following morning, because I'm a morning person, so I have to do my creative stuff in the morning. But I plan it the night before. I decide what particular piece I need to focus on at the moment, whether it's an article for my business, my offline business, or whether it's a blog post for my subscribers, or a video to explain some new program that I've been involved in, or whatever, or a podcast for these social media podcasts. So I decide that before. Of course, I go to sleep on it, and when I wake up in the morning, I have a pretty good idea of what I want to do and some of the concepts that I want to cover. So that's work for me. And what's one of the outcomes for me, which is really exciting, is that once I get into content creation mode, it leads from one thing to another. And even though I only set out to create one thing, I end up creating multiple things. And I'm, for instance, I might take a picture or create a video, and from the video, I might actually create a blog post. From the blog post, I might distribute that to a number of social bookmarking sites, and so on. So what happens is I tend to get into that mode of content creation and content distribution, which is really good. So I'm actually packing more and more into my 1 hour, 2 hour, or sometimes 3 hours that I have available. So that's working really well for me, and helping me to overcome procrastination, and getting me really focused for the year. And since I travel a lot, it enables me to make the most of my travel time. So, for instance, I can write articles or blog posts when I'm in the plane, and when I arrive in my hotel, I can actually then sit down and type them up and put them into the system and onto my blog or wherever, and I'm right. So that's my current strategies to overcome procrastination and to increase my productivity for the year. Thank you.